Welcome to Get Married, Stay Married. This is your host, Lady T.
And I'm your co-host, Pastor Randall Crawford. How you doing, world? Hey, you.
Hello.
What's up? How you doing? You good?
I'm all right.
That's good. That's good.
Good to be here.
Yes.
So this episode is all about your questions. Thank you for emailing us at gmsm@goodfig.tv. All of your questions, and we will get into at least half of them today.
Some of them. Right.
The first one, my wife is refusing to be intimate. What should I do?
Bake her a cake.
I'm throwing it to you.
You're throwing it to me?
Yeah.
Okay. So, all right. No problem. So, if your wife is refusing to be intimate with you, you have to find out why.
Guess why? Okay,
you just can't get angry with her. Don't let all your testosterone build up and you say things that you don't mean. Okay, it's just sex. Things will get better. Okay, you have to ask her. You have to ask her why. Say, honey, what's going on with you? Did I do something wrong? Are you feeling okay? Did she just have a baby? Okay, sometimes that's the reason why she's not in the mood to have sex, you know, number of reasons, but whatever the reason is, you make sure you're understanding. Make sure you're understanding, because if you're not understanding, you're going to be going another 9 months without loving. Okay, so make sure you're understanding.
Understanding is key. And yeah, you took part of what I was going to say. And I was going to say, did she have a child? You know, there's a lot of hormones involved with that. You need to give space for healing and whenever she's ready. On top of the healing, is she nursing? Is she stressed with the kids? Right. If there's no kids involved, this is all about finding out the why. Because if it was fine and then all of a sudden it's not, there's always a big question mark. And I'll say this for a lot of women, I can't speak for all of them. We are emotional creatures and men are very physical. So even if you've done something that upset them or whatever the case may be, they may still be able to be physical. But for us, if we have unresolved issues, and we talked about that, like if you are just all on her nerves and you're not communicating properly, or there's problems in the relationship, in your mind, you may say, well, that's going to fix the problem. In her mind, the problem needs to be fixed before I can be physical.
Right.
So you have to really unpack the whole relationship in order for you even to get to the why. And if there's nothing there, if it's, that's not the reason, she's like, no, there's no unresolved issues. It's not that. It's not that. And then we get into, is she okay? Is she okay mentally? Is she okay spiritually? Is she okay physically? And remember, as your wife, you have to take care of her.
That's right.
And it's like, well, she has to take care of herself. Well, sometimes things happen where you need that extra support, and that's what you're there for.
Yeah, you have to take care of your wife no matter what. Okay, just like she has to take care of you no matter what. You guys are one. Mm-hmm. You guys are one. And if one is feeling away, you need to find out why. And you need to bring all the support in the world to the why. And you need to be understanding, and you need to be patient, okay? Because things, women go through a lot. They go through a lot. They are God's creation, okay? Just like we are, but they're very complicated. Mm-hmm. They're very complicated, and not in a bad way,
right?
But in a good way. They're just complicated. Yeah. I mean, we can't give birth.
I think complex is a better word.
Yeah, we don't have the emotions that they have. You know, we can sit around and play video games all day and get up and go to work the next day. You know what I mean? Women are different. They're caregivers. And you got to understand where she's coming from. So make sure that you put all your compassion, all your understanding, all your patience into a salad that's going to be beautiful. Something that she's willing to open up about. You know, don't just throw a plate of food together and say, here, eat this. She's not going to open up to you at all. Okay? So make sure it's beautiful and make sure you're taking the proper time to understand your wife. Be patient.
So to sum it up, we need understanding from you. We need patience. and important that you come to a resolution. You don't, there's loveless marriages that are not physical and they just cohabitate like roommates and they go on this way. We are all about resolutions.
Yeah.
So once you unpack, once you have emotional control, so you don't, your testosterone is not taking over the situation, saying things and doing things that are led by that. That's what you have to do. But then you have to be understanding. Then you have to be patient. Then you have to figure out what's going on with her. And she has to be willing and communicate and willing to move forward towards resolution.
Right.
You have to get to resolution because there's marriages that don't have anything physical. And then we're gonna come with a whole other set of problems. So those are the things that need to happen there.
Yeah.
Because you said video games, I'm going to the last question.
Okay.
And I'll circle back. So my husband doesn't take me anywhere. Does that sound familiar? I know that there are a lot of you out there that said the same thing. He plays video games a lot.
Wow.
I want to throw his gaming system in the garbage.
Wow. Wow.
That's not even a question, it's a statement. So
Oh,
she, you're telling us you're gonna throw it away? Are you asking, should you throw it away? I'll give it to you.
give it to
Yeah,
me again.
he
Okay,
doesn't play video games, but it's not even
well,
a question. It's a statement.
the thing is this: when you have someone who enjoys playing video
I
games,
think he's addicted.
well, they could be, they're
Yeah,
addicting.
yeah, yeah.
You have to remember that sometimes that could be a way for him to release stress. Okay? It could be a way for him to release
Now you
stress.
done just opened up a can of worms for all
I'm
these
just
boy
saying.
men out here.
I'm just saying. I'm here for you, my people. I'm just saying, right is right,
Down with
wrong is
video
wrong.
games.
Right is
No,
right,
no,
wrong is
no, no.
wrong. Right is right, wrong is
Listen.
wrong. And you have to understand that if he works all day and he comes home, he has a stressful job and he wants to get on what is it?
Call of
Call of
Duty.
Duty or
Wait, our son said Call of the
Call of the Duty or
Duty.
whatever, you know, or another video game or whatever the case may be. You know, you gotta give him that time. You gotta give him that time. But let's twist it here, but now he has to also know that my wife has needs, okay? She wants me to court her. I have to remain open to courting her constantly. If she wants to go to dinner, we must go to dinner. She's more important to me than a video game. You got to understand that. He has to understand that. So you both have to be open in the sense you got to have a civil conversation, not one where you're taking his $1,000 or $1,500 video game and all his games, which probably costs anywhere over $5,000, and throwing it in the trash. You know, that's going a little bit too far, but I will say this. I will say this. The video game isn't his queen. You are, okay? And he needs to be reminded of that. He really, really does. You just be patient and don't cause a whole bunch of trouble, but just let him know how you feel in a sensible way. In a sensible way, without any violence at all.
Yeah, I don't suggest throwing it out, but what's interesting is that you have to remind someone
Right.
the where they are in your life. So if he works, so that's 40, maybe 50, 60 hours, and then he spends another 10 to 15 on the game. If you don't have any children, it's just you and him, you're gonna feel lonely, you're gonna feel ignored. He knows that you're in there,
Right.
ignored. Now that means that we have other issues. That means that you are picking up all the chores and you are working as well, maybe not. So you're working in the house with the children or without or
Right.
outside the house, plus doing the chores because he's on the game. So it's almost like a free pass.
Yeah.
And she didn't say upside the head with the game.
Well, I
You know
hope
what I mean?
not. I
Because
hope
the
not.
level of frustration that could come in from someone seeing you being burnt out at both ends can cause other you're there's a lot of problems there.
Yeah.
So she's basically saying, what should I do? And communication is going to need to happen.
Yeah.
It's like even and then depending if you already talked about this, and I'm sure you have, then what?
Well, if you talked about it already and nothing has changed, you got to try to talk about it again. You really have to. Be a little more aggressive with your talking and the way you're speaking, but not to the point where it's violence or anything like that. Always take into consideration how he feels due to his work or if he has a stressful job or just a stressful life. Some jobs are extremely stressful, you know? Understand that. Understand that. But also, he needs to understand that you need his attention. If there are kids involved and you're doing
It's like a
everything,
form of
okay?
abandonment.
It's not really abandonment, I don't think.
What is happening here? Stop. Stop it.
I don't think it's
Stop it.
abandonment. I just don't. I don't think it's abandonment. I think that there's and I feel strong about this. I think that it's an outlet for him to release stress. That's what I think. So that he doesn't have to yell or scream or get angry or get upset. That's what men go to sometimes. They go to golf. They go to football. They go to playing cards or whatever the case may be. So you got to understand that. You got to find out if there's trouble on his end before you really strike a chord with him and before you allow yourself to be drawn in with anger or any type of violence.
Listen here, listen. So get yourself a controller, right? And you find a game that you like. And the same amount of time that he's playing, you play. Kids running amok. Let's see who gets up first. See who gets up first. It's like it's either me or you. Like the kids are gonna run the house. Oh, they need to be fed. Wait, I'm in my game. I can't. So if you're at the extreme end, I'm saying you can play that game. Extreme, like what? I have to stop? Yes, you do because I have to. It's like women sometimes will just go, and you don't want the feeling of being put upon. You know what I mean? Because I don't know what her release is. She may be like, I can't get 5 seconds. You know, I can't even use the bathroom, but he can pause the game, use the bathroom, come back.
Yeah, I understand that.
Yeah, so I mean, there's a different di it depends
I
on the
understand that.
dynamic,
I understand that.
you know.
But you don't want men, listen, men are good for saying, you know, I'm at work stressed. I come home and you stressing me. Okay? You don't want him to think that way or feel that way. So I'm telling you to go about it the right way. The right way. I understand what she's saying. You know, you go ahead. You want you playing, I'm playing. We good. I understand that. Okay? But at the same time, you want to find out what the problem is so you can
The problem is he's a boy man.
no, you want to find out what the problem is completely. Okay? He might be a boy
He
man.
could be, and so let's talk
He
about it.
wait,
If he's
but
a boy man, nothing in his body said grow up.
no, he might be a boy man. He just
He
might
might
be.
be.
He might be.
Address it,
He
'cause I'm not
might be.
with it.
He might be a boy man. I don't feel like that's the situation here. I'm not discerning boy man. I'm
Okay.
not discerning boy man.
Okay.
I'm discerning, okay, an outlet for stress. That's what I'm discerning. So I ask that you discern. I ask that you discern and
Okay,
make the
let's.
right decision.
What's the resolution?
The resolution
If he
is
just says, this is what I'm gonna do.
communication. Let him know how you feel. Let him know that life's hard enough. Okay, and let him know that you need him, okay, and so that he can understand and see that, and then choose the proper thing to do. But if he doesn't choose the proper thing, if he doesn't choose you over the video game, if he doesn't choose his responsibility, his children over the game, then he might be a boy man. But if that's not the situation, if he sits down and talks to you and he begins to break down and tell you that it's just an outlet for stress because my job is so stressful. My job really stresses me out, you know? I come home and I want to play Call of Duty or I want to play this game or whatever the case may be. Maybe it's for too long. We could compromise on the time, but you got to have that conversation with them.
Yeah, work life play usually is work life balance. Work life play balance needs to be in the forefront of the couple's mind, and it needs to be fair game because I know all too well that women will fall into their gender role and do all those household duties. And if that's the case, where does the 40 hours that she put in to another job come in? If you are the provider and you're both doing 40, who's responsible for the domestic stuff? So it's not okay because we have the highest rate of autoimmune diseases and stress, heart attack. I thought it was men. It's women because we hold everything in and it's like, oh, I'm so stressed. Well, work life play balance needs to be fair for both.
Yeah, absolutely.
So
I agree
My
100%.
husband doesn't take me anywhere. We kind of didn't address that, and it's like, we talked about that in our other episodes to remember to court, and you just plan out the date and say, maybe you need to take the initiative too, because I find myself not doing that sometimes, taking the initiative to plan. Well, I plan a vacation, but actual like small dates, you could say, well, we're going to lunch, you know, or we're going here, we're going there. So try that.
Yeah, good advice. Good
Yeah.
advice. Next question.
Yeah. Whew, that's a doozy. I think my husband is cheating, but I'm not sure. Should I directly ask him?
I believe so. Yes, you should. You have that authority. You have that right to directly ask him. And now, I said this before in a podcast. If a woman feels like their husband is cheating, they usually are. They usually are. Now, this is a serious topic. So I'm gonna take this into consideration that you have not had a friend or a family member or a coworker say, "Girl, I think your husband cheating on you." Okay? It's your gut feeling. If it's your own personal gut feeling, you usually know. The wife usually knows because you're connected to that man. You are connected to that man. Just like the man, most of the time, he usually knows because he's connected to that woman. So, you have every right to ask him without feeling guilty, without feeling shame, without feeling any hurt, because you're trying to correct the problem before it gets worse than what it already is. Okay? So you're trying to protect your family. You're trying to protect the vows that you created with this person. And I understand that. And I wish you all the best of luck. But you have to sit down and you have to have a conversation with him, or you can hire a private eye and let him follow him around and see what's really going on. Okay? That's how dirty I am. I would get the PI and I'll have my wife followed. Okay? That's
No,
exactly
I'm
what
not
I would
even
do.
involved in
I
this.
know you're not involved in it, but I'm just saying that's what I would do. That's an easy, cool $10,000. It's worth every penny. But my thing is, you gotta have this conversation with him, and you gotta let him know that you know and what you're feeling. And you gotta say, "Well, babe, is it this? Is it this? What's going on? Why do I feel this way? Are my feelings correct?" Don't be ashamed, and don't be shy about it, and don't be afraid to ask him the proper questions.
I agree. There's nothing more to be said. I agree. I think you got to get it out there, the cat out of the bag, the elephant in the room, whatever you want to call it. And if the answer's a lie, we'll go from there,
Right,
right? If you
right.
need help navigating after that, we can go from there.
Reach
But
out.
yeah, reach out. But if you're just like, oh, he's the type of person that's gonna just say I'm an accuser, then the private eye is true, because then you're backed up with facts, right? So it's not accusations. There's a lot of, I don't even have my husband's password on his phone going around and stuff like that. And it's like, if you want it, you must assume this of me. And if you assume this of me, then I'm gonna do it for real. And it's like, that's nonsense. You know what I
Yeah, it
mean?
is.
The trust should be there. And if you're feeling something, you're feeling it, you know?
Right.
So that's a question that you need to have. It's a hard one, but you gotta have it. So our last question. My teenager snuck out of her window. My wife thinks 3 weeks of grounding is too harsh. What should I do?
Well, I'm a start on this one. We have seven kids, and if one of my kids snuck out the window,
They never have that I know of.
no, they never done that. Thank God. If one of our kids snuck out the window, and you gotta try to figure out why they sneaking out the window. You know, why can't you use the front door? Do you think I'm going to kill you? Do you think the punishment is going to be that harsh if you ask me to go to a party? Do you realize that the party's not right? I may say no. I may say yes. You never know. Okay? But if it's a party with drugs and alcohol, I'm going to say no because I don't want that for you.
And teenagers want to do what they want to do,
They
so they're
do.
not going to adhere to the no
Right.
sometimes.
So, if that's the case, if your teenager's sneaking out the window, which is a serious thing, listen, it is extremely serious. Today, in the world we live in today, where kids are being snatched, where Kids are being snapped for sex trafficking. It's just horrible today. We live in a really bad world, and kids, for some reason, think that they can navigate between the world and the devil's world. You can't. You can't. You can't do it. That's why Jesus Christ is there. That's why you have parents that love you and they try to guide you in all things. But when you completely go against that love, you completely go against it because you want to do what you want to do. Teenagers aren't in their right mind. Their mind's not even fully developed yet. And you got to understand that. But sneaking out of the house to do something that you want to do is really wrong. And 3 weeks, in my opinion, 3 weeks, it should be 4 weeks because you put your life in danger because we didn't even know where you were. Think about how your parents feel. And understand, listen, wife, understand this. You gotta understand what your husband's saying. He's saying it should be longer than 3 weeks. 3 weeks is okay. It's okay. This child needs to sit and think and ponder, and he does not need to hear you and your husband arguing about what your child did. You just don't. The child does not need to hear that at all. They need to know that you guys are together on this. There's no separating you. You're a united front. And that's the way it should be, my opinion.
Yeah, I don't think 3 weeks is too long. I think that it's very important to have open commit before you get to this point, right? Before they are teenagers, to talk about the world. And we do that, and it would be like, oh, that's dark. They don't need to know. I'm not talking about in-depth detail, but I'm talking about even if you're a Christian, you can talk about things. Don't be that household where you don't discuss the dangers of the world. So that it's like, well, why are you saying I can't go here, there, and there if they're clueless, if they don't know all of the dangers that could be? You need to lay the cards out and say, these are all the dangers. And there's certain places that you will and will not be. Wrong place, wrong time. It's not happening. You're under my care. If you say no, you say no. Listen, you are not your child's friend. You are not their friend. So what happens is, as soon as they get upset, they pout, they stomp, if they even get to the point to slam a door or anything like that, you try to back down. So you're like, well, that's too harsh. The 3 weeks, she's probably like, oh, that's too harsh. You know, I carry this child. She's upset. If she's upset for 2 months about it, you can't care. You can't care because you are in protective mode. You can't care about the emotions that come from that discipline. And that's what stops people from being good parents. They're like, my kid is upset. They're upset. They're not talking to me. And it's like, okay. What are you going to do about it? Are you going to fold? That means that they are running the show. If you say, oh, you're upset, every time I get upset, they're going to just take the punishment away. And then basically, I can raise myself. But they didn't live. They don't know the dangers of the world. They don't know the things that you know. And that's why you're the
But
parent
they
and they're the
think they
child.
do.
They do think they do.
Teenagers think they do. They think they can navigate through life. Okay? They think they can navigate through life without having any hiccups. Listen, the world we live in is only getting worse. It's only getting worse. And I wish the world wasn't a bad place. There's so much good in the world, but there's more bad in the world.
They'll
There's
thank
more
you
bad.
later.
There's more bad in the world, and you have to understand that. And you need wisdom and the guided wisdom of your parents, and your parents use the guided wisdom of Jesus Christ, of the Bible. You got to understand that. And that's basically it. 3 weeks.
That's
Three weeks.
not that bad.
That's good. That's good. Trust me, it's good. That's my advice to you. You know? It's my advice.
Yeah, I wouldn't even lose sleep over that 3 weeks. I would just hold to it and say, listen, this is how it is. You know what I mean? I'm doing this for your own good. And if you sneak out the window again, there's going to be a different kind of conversation because it's one thing to be upset. It's another thing to just go out the window because it's like it's nighttime and you know it's very dangerous. So you really have to talk about it before it gets to that point. You have to talk about trafficking. You have to talk about,
Drugs,
and we'll put the
alcohol.
number down there because we are huge on anti-trafficking, human trafficking, sex trafficking. We're against that. And You have to talk to them about all of those dangers. And then if they bug up and say, oh, well, I know about that. Nothing's going to happen to me. So it's like they live in this euphoria in their mind. You say, well, it doesn't matter. You're not going anywhere that I don't approve of.
Right.
I'm not allowing that. So 3 weeks, it's not too harsh. But what has to happen is if you are dating, and I don't want those that are dating to feel like these questions are not inclusive of them. In our book, we talk about the things you need to discuss when you're dating, on top of morality, your beliefs, finances, how you view raising children
Yeah, it's big.
is huge because there's spank, anti-spank. I will not, no under the circumstances, you don't know what you're going to come up against. Every child is different. You don't know if they're going to be truly rebellious and just not adhering to morals. You don't know if they're going to be sweet as pie. You
Right.
don't know what you don't know, right? And until you have a child, you will never know.
Right.
And it's very important to have conversations about, well, what are we going to do if this happens? Or what are we going to do? What's your views on this? Do you believe in grounding? Do you believe in this? How should we handle this situation? And if it sounds a little askew, like they're very, very lenient and moral, they're like, well, I wasn't allowed to stay out late. I wasn't allowed to do this. So when we have kids, we're just going to let them do whatever. And it sounds good and easier, but if you've ever talked to a child and then they grew up, they said, well, I wish there was boundaries and, boundaries. I ain't talking about just no strict, super strict. I'm saying boundary structure. They want it, but they're never going to ask for it. It's one of those things, right? They want you to know what you're supposed to do and you're just supposed to know. So you need to have those conversations when dating. Like, do you want kids? And if you do, how do you plan on raising them? Are you going to raise them the same way your parents raised you? What could you take from that? What could you add to that? What could we do different? So if you've never talked about this, and this is the first time you're saying, hey, we're running into an issue every time the kid does something. I think one way, she thinks another way. That means you didn't discuss this.
Yeah, you got to discuss everything. Open communication is key when you're raising kids and when you're disciplining kids, and even when you're giving kids a reward. Open communication is key. It really is. I think we need to do a segment on raising kids, We do.
Let us know. Let us know. Email us gmsm@goodfig.tv. Let us know if you want to hear more about parenting tips. There are some parenting tips on our social media. You can check that out. Just keep in touch, communicate. And these questions were great, and we'll try to get into more questions in a couple of
We're
weeks.
flooded. It is awesome. Keep them
Yes,
coming.
in a couple of weeks.
Keep
So
them coming.
just keep them coming in, and we appreciate you watching the live show. We appreciate you if you are listening on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. Just know that if you are just listening on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts, that you can download the Good Fig Network and watch the live show every week, every Thursday. Thank you to our producers, and
Yes.
thank you for being there. Be well.
Yes. God bless you.